Boeing pours $1 billion into Kansas plants to strengthen U.S. manufacturing footprint. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Boeing committed $1 billion to expand facilities in Kansas, including a connection to Wichita State University. The investment positions Boeing to strengthen its domestic defense manufacturing capabilities amid increased U.S. government focus on reshoring industrial capacity. Wichita serves as a critical hub for American commercial and military aviation manufacturing, housing suppliers and engineering talent that feed into Boeing and #X27's production pipeline. Boeing has committed $1 billion to expand facilities in Kansas, a capital deployment move that repositions the embattled aerospace giant as a serious contender in domestic defense manufacturing at a moment when Washington's appetite for reshoring industrial capacity has never been higher. The investment targets Kansas facilities, with reporting indicating a connection to Wichita State University as part of the broader commitment. Wichita has long served as the spine of American commercial and military aviation manufacturing, housing suppliers, fabricators, and engineering talent that feed directly into Boeing's production pipeline. The $1 billion figure represents one of the more substantial single-state manufacturing commitments Boeing has announced in recent years, coming as the company navigates a recovery from production halts, labor disputes, and a balance sheet that required emergency capital raises. Terms of the specific facility breakdown and the timeline for capital deployment were not disclosed in available reporting. Whether the $1 billion will flow through direct construction, equipment procurement, R&D partnerships with Wichita State, or a combination of all three has not been made public. Daniel Lussier, identified in connection with the announcement, appears in the source reporting, though specific statements attributed to him were not available in the accessible text. The involvement of the International Association of Machinists, the IAM, in the announcement signals that labor is positioned as a stakeholder in this expansion rather than an adversary, a meaningful shift given that IAM members staged a prolonged strike that disrupted Boeing's commercial production as recently as late 2024. The $1 billion figure alone would not move the needle for a company of Boeing's scale. What matters is what it signals, that Boeing is placing a long-duration bet on domestic manufacturing infrastructure at precisely the moment Congress is debating supplemental defense budgets and the Pentagon is accelerating next-generation platform development. For institutional capital watching aerospace and defense, the Kansas commitment is less a factory story and more a strategic positioning story. Wichita as a contested manufacturing hub. Wichita did not become the center of American aviation manufacturing by accident. The city hosts a dense ecosystem of Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers, a workforce trained across generations in precision fabrication, and an academic infrastructure anchored by Wichita State University's National Institute for Aviation Research. Boeing's decision to deepen its footprint here, rather than consolidate further into its Seattle or South Carolina operations, reflects a calculation that the Wichita supply chain is cheaper to leverage than it is to replicate elsewhere. Our view, Boeing is not simply building factories. It is locking in supplier relationships and workforce capacity ahead of what it expects to be a multi-year ramp in defense production. The FA-18, the KC-46 tanker, and future platforms tied to the Air Force's next-generation requirements all draw on Kansas-based manufacturing capability. A $1 billion investment in that ecosystem is a hedge against supply chain fragility, a problem that exposed Boeing and every major prime contractor during the 2021 to 2023 production disruption cycle. The Wichita State University linkage adds an R&D dimension that pure facility investment would not capture. University-embedded manufacturing research partnerships have become a preferred structure for defense primes seeking to qualify for Department of Defense technology investment programs. The implication is that this $1 billion could function partly as a magnet for additional federal co-investment, a pattern seen in semiconductor and battery manufacturing under the CHIPS Act framework. The IAM factor, labor piece as a capital prerequisite. Boeing's relationship with the IAM collapsed publicly in 2024 when machinists walked off the job in a strike that idled commercial jet production and contributed to quarterly losses that forced the company to raise equity capital. The inclusion of the IAM in the Kansas announcement, whatever the specific terms, marks a deliberate attempt to reframe that relationship. For institutional investors, labor stability is not a soft metric. It is a production throughput metric. A facility that cannot sustain consistent shift operations due to labor friction cannot deliver on program schedules, and missed program schedules in defense contracting translate directly into liquidated damages and lost follow-on contract awards. Boeing's willingness to structure a major capital announcement in a way that elevates the IAM signals that management understands the cost of labor instability in hard financial terms. The implication for the Kansas investment, if the IAM is positioned as a partner in the expansion rather than a party negotiating against it, the probability of sustained production ramp improves materially. That is the kind of operational de-risking that changes the IRR calculus on long-cycle manufacturing assets. Defense spending tailwinds and the reshoring premium, the $1 billion commitment lands in a specific macro environment. The United States defense budget for fiscal year 2026 reflects pressure to accelerate domestic production of aircraft, munitions, and platforms. NATO commitments, the pace of materiel consumption observed in active conflict zones, and the political consensus around reducing dependence on foreign-sourced components have created a policy environment that actively rewards companies building domestic manufacturing capacity. Boeing's Kansas investment fits that framework with precision. Domestic facilities tied to defense programs qualify for accelerated depreciation treatment, potential cost sharing under Defense Production Act authorities, and preferred vendor status in competitive procurement. The financial structure of the investment, once disclosed, will likely reveal a mix of Boeing capital and government-facilitated incentives, a structure that has become standard in industrial reshoring plays. The $1 billion commitment, if structured with federal co-investment or state tax incentive support, could represent a net Boeing outlay materially below the headline figure. The gross-to-net gap on large industrial investments of this type has ranged from 15% to 40% in comparable announced commitments across the aerospace and defense sector over the past 3 years. Actual Boeing net outlay was not disclosed. For private equity and infrastructure capital with positions in aerospace supply chains, the Kansas announcement is a demand signal. Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers in the Wichita ecosystem will face pressure to expand capacity alongside Boeing. That creates acquisition and growth equity opportunities in precision machining, composite fabrication, and avionics integration businesses that feed the Boeing production system. Comparable capital deployments and what they returned Lockheed Martin's investment in its Marietta, Georgia facility over the 2019 to 2023 period, tied to F-35 and C-130J production ramp, demonstrated that anchor prime investments in regional manufacturing hubs generate compounding supplier ecosystem effects. RTX, formerly Raytheon Technologies, made similar commitments in Connecticut and Arizona tied to Pratt & Whitney engine production, investments that preceded significant revenue growth as defense budgets expanded post-2022. Boeing's Kansas commitment follows that playbook with one additional variable. The university partnership introduces a talent pipeline dimension that pure facility investment lacks. Engineering workforce shortages have constrained aerospace manufacturing output more severely than capital availability in recent years. Binding Wichita State into the investment structure addresses that constraint at the source. Note, comparable values were not publicly itemized in available sources. Boeing figure sourced from Manufacturing Dive. The Plaquemium view the market is reading Boeing's Kansas commitment as a recovery story, evidence that a company that nearly broke in 2024 is now capable of long-horizon capital allocation. That reading is correct but incomplete. The deeper thesis is that Boeing is executing a geographic concentration strategy. By deepening investment in Wichita rather than dispersing capital across multiple states, Boeing is consolidating its manufacturing footprint around a defensible labor and supplier core. This is the opposite of the diversification for resilience playbook that characterized aerospace manufacturing investment in the 2010s. Boeing tried geographic diversification with its South Carolina 787 facility and spent a decade managing the production quality and labor integration costs that came with it. Wichita is a known quantity. The workforce is trained, the suppliers are embedded, and the academic infrastructure is already oriented toward aviation. The $1 billion is not Boeing discovering Kansas. It is Boeing recommitting to the one manufacturing geography where its institutional knowledge is deepest. For institutional capital, the second-order play is not Boeing equity directly. It is the Wichita supplier ecosystem. A $1 billion anchor investment from the dominant customer in a regional supply chain creates a multi-year demand floor for fabricators, toolers, and systems integrators operating within that ecosystem. Those businesses, many of them private, represent the more attractive risk-adjusted entry point. They carry Boeing's demand tailwind without Boeing's balance sheet complexity. The third-order effect, other primes watching Boeing's Kansas move will assess whether their own geographic consolidation strategies need updating. A Boeing-anchored Wichita creates competitive pressure on Northrop Grumman, L.E. Harris, and Spirit AeroSystems successors to deepen their own Kansas relationships or risk being locked out of a supply chain that Boeing increasingly controls. That dynamic accelerates mergers and acquisitions activity among mid-market aerospace suppliers, a trend that Plaquemium expects to produce at least 3 to 5 meaningful transactions in the Kansas and broader Plain States aerospace corridor before the end of 2027. The bottom line: Boeing's $1 billion Kansas commitment is a capital allocation decision with a strategic logic that extends well beyond factory square footage. It is a bet on labor stability, a play for federal co-investment, and a signal that Boeing's recovery plan runs through concentrated manufacturing excellence rather than geographic dispersion. For institutional investors, the actionable insight is not Boeing itself. It is the supplier ecosystem that a $1 billion anchor investment is about to re-energize. Position accordingly, before the aerospace mergers and acquisitions cycle makes those assets expensive.